This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Today, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld testifies before Congress about the abuse of Iraqi prisoners in U.S. custody. His appearance comes one day after President Bush apologized and the House condemned the incidents in a resolution. But some lawmakers want something more than a resolution. They want Rumsfeld's resignation, NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
The House resolution is an attempt to show the world that the U.S. Congress deplores the mistreatment of Iraqi prisoners. House Republican leader Tom DeLay said the perpetrators must be dealt with swiftly and fully.
Our government has a responsibility to find out exactly what happened, what went wrong, and make sure it never happens again.
The resolution was also an attempt by Republicans to contain the storm of anger sweeping over Capitol Hill. House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi seethed over the fact that Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld came to the Capitol last week to brief lawmakers on Iraq and didn't say a word about the story and the photos that were soon to be broadcast.
He neglected to tell members of Congress that the situation in Iraq included this most unfortunate, disgraceful situation in the prison. He withheld that information from the Congress of the United States when he had full knowledge of it, and apparently had full knowledge for a while.
That charge of deliberately withholding information from Congress and perhaps the White House has fueled fiery demands for Rumsfeld's resignation from Democrats. They are sure to ask him about that today. Arizona Republican Senator John McCain is also looking to this hearing with Rumsfeld to clarify the details of the scandal.
We've got to get this issue resolved to the satisfaction of the American people so that we can focus all our attention on the enormous crisis that exists in Iraq today. We are in a very critical time.
McCain said now more than ever, the U.S. must hold to the June 30th deadline for the transition of sovereignty from the U.S. to Iraq. The Senate as a whole gave its assent to this priority yesterday in an overwhelming vote of 95-3, confirming U.N. Ambassador John Negroponte as the new U.S. ambassador to Iraq after the transition. And though he's angry, McCain has not called for Rumsfeld's resignation, saying that would be premature. But he and the ranking Democrat on the House Armed Services Committee, Pennsylvania's John Murtha, agreed on one thing they'd like to tell Rumsfeld during his questioning today, that it is irresponsible for the U.S. to continue using the Abu Ghraib prison. It was a notorious torture facility under Saddam Hussein, and now it is, as McCain puts it, a place of shame for Americans. House Democrat Murtha, a Marine in both the Korean and Vietnam Wars, echoed that sentiment.
They ought to close that prison. They ought to burn that prison. They ought to destroy that prison is what they ought to do. That's the first step they ought to do. That would impress the Arab world. We're serious. This is the most notorious prison probably in the world, except for maybe Dachau and some of the concentration camps. It should be destroyed.
As yet, no Republican has called for Rumsfeld to resign. But today's hearings in the House and Senate Armed Services Committees will help determine whether the furor over prisoner abuse dies down or continues to grow in the days ahead. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.